Garrow led the way into the fallen basilica, his power sword Libertas held out before him. His eyes narrowed as they picked out shadows among the broken stonework. Here and there, bottomless black pits fell away into the spaces below the massive building, where sub-levels had collapsed into one another. Taking care with his footing, the warrior cast a look down at an electromagnetic device hanging from his belt, and frowned.
Readings from the ore specs are confused. The metals within the wreckage fog the sensors. Do you have anything, Rubio?
There are ghosts in this place. Be content you do not hear them.
What do they say?
What all ghosts say. They want revenge.
Garrow studied the other warrior for a moment. He could not be certain if the Psyker was telling the truth or mocking him. He decided not to press the matter. Turning away, he glimpsed a distinctly human silhouette amid the broken beams and cracked supports. Garrow recognized the familiar shape of Maximus Patton battle armor. He raised the sword and stepped forward.
You, stand and face us!
It would be a horror if he did so, Garrow. No spirit remains in that one. He is long dead.
The battle captain saw that the Psyker was correct. Closer now, he could see what at first appeared to be a bowed head was, in fact, the ragged stub of a neck. He looked away, disgust coloring his expression. It was no way for an Astartes to be remembered. As Rubio cast around, searching in the damp, gloomy corners of the chamber, Garrow examined the damaged armor. He saw blast marks and the telltale gouges from the edge of a power blade.
The livery. Beneath the dust, the colors and insignia are visible. This warrior was a captain of the 16th Legion.
The 16th? Horus's Legion.
Rubio's words were suddenly drowned out as a caped abomination burst from beneath the rubble at his feet. He barely had a moment to react before a snarling chain blade came roaring down on him. He blocked with his vambrace, ceramite meeting tungsten with a flash of sparks. Rubio caught a glimpse of a scowling, furious face before a renewed, savage attack was unleashed upon him. The pommel of the chainsword slammed into his head, fracturing bone and shattering psionic crystal. He stumbled, fighting to regain balance, but the assault was psychotic in its intensity. Dimly, he was aware of Garrow coming to his aid, but then his foe laughed and tore an object from the depths of his tattered cloak.
Crack grenade!
My tomb will be yours, traitor bastards!
The cloaked warrior knocked Rubio down and left them behind, sprinting toward the tumble-down entrance. In a single, fluid motion, Garrow captured the grenade where it had fallen and threw it with all his might into the black depths of the nearest sinkhole.
Run, damn you!